This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hey, Fidelity. How can I remember to invest every month?
With the Fidelity app, you can choose a schedule and set up recurring investments in stocks and ETFs.
Oh, that sounds easier than I thought.
You got this.
Yeah, I do. Now, where did I put my keys?
You will find them where you left them.
Investing involves risk, including risk of loss. Fidelity Brokerage Services, LLC, member NYSE, SIPC.
In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.
Because I thought he was missing a lot of good pitches to hit early on. And now, like I said, because he's getting to a better position, he's getting the barrel, he's doing a better job of controlling the strike zone, and, he's a good player.
The pitching, obviously, again, it seems like we're talking about it every day, but specifically out of the bullpen today, what did you see from the guys that came in?
Yeah, throwing strikes, making pitches when they needed it. Buddha was, coming in with the bases loaded there and gets to a 3-2 count and is able to execute a pitch and get a ground ball to get out of the inning, goes back out, and then Brazoban comes in and he's able to, give us a couple ups on a day where going in, I knew we were going to – I was trying to keep it at 20 pitches because of how much he's been throwing, even though he's had 2 days off. Castillo comes in and gets a huge out. And then Sugar, attacking, using both of his pitches. Two-out walk, but then he went right after Tuchman. But overall, those guys coming out of the bullpen, understanding the situation, making big pitches, and just attacking hitters.
Tony.
I think I probably asked you this exact same question 2 weeks ago, but what allows Lindor to be so automatic in those situations where you just kind of have to put a ball in play?
Well, the confidence, he knows he's good. His ability to slow the game down, the moment's never too big for him. And he's aggressive, with good pitches to hit. He's got conviction on when he's making those decisions. And that's what great players do. And, over and over, he keeps doing it. We got a few of them like that, too, that you feel really good about your chances when they're at the play with the game on the line. And right away, he didn't waste any time. He was ready to go from first pitch, and the game was over.
Dave, behind you.
Carlos, you just talked before the game, Alvarez was having a hard time handling fastballs, I think, on that eighth inning at bat. A cutter, a couple change-ups, but then he got 98, drove it right through the infield. Did that look like kind of an at-bat that he's more capable of having?
Yeah, and not only that, he got to the fastball, he was able to work on that bat. The previous two, he went out there and saw two pitches, when Hauser had live and movement and all that. His ability to work on that bat, and yes, good sign that he got to a good fastball and he was able to put the barrel, but that's where he starts, getting on time so allows you to make some good swing decisions. And it was good to see him getting us going there in the eighth.
Peter?
What did you see from Soto's at bat in the eighth, obviously, and just what was the magnitude, I guess, on the day you guys were kind of struggling to come through until that point?
Yeah, it's kind of like, the Lindor, those guys know the situation, know they have a really good understanding what the pitcher's trying to do to them. Left on left, he knows that I got to get the ball in the air, not trying to do too much. They're trying to get him to hit a ground ball, obviously, and he was able to get a good pitch and execute, So that's what makes those guys who they are, because in those moments, they have a really good awareness of the situation.
Down left.
Carlos, you talked before the game about finding more of a role, I guess, for Acuna. But how important is he being able to do what he did today, pinch running, using that speed to get that run?
Yeah, he's a weapon, you know. And even though he's not getting everyday playing time, you know, you feel like at some point he's going to come in and he's going to do something that's going to help you win a baseball game, whether it's defensively, base running. Yesterday he gets on a bat and puts the ball in play. It's not an easy role when you starting your career, but I feel like he's in a good place mentally. I think the coaches are doing a good job of preparing him for a lot of different scenarios, whether it's base running wise, defensively, offensively, and he's buying in. So, but it's important to have someone like that in what he brings to the table.
Laura.
What did Adrian Hauser do that was so effective against your lineup?
He was really good. He was really, really good. I thought he was able to maintain the velo, you know, with the way that the ball was coming out. He was 95, 96. The movement, I thought the changeup was really good. And he kept attacking, you know. That's one thing. He didn't shy away from contact. We have a few at-bats where guys went out there swinging at the first pitch, and he kept them in the ground, you know. And you know, last outing against Seattle, then I'm going to go back to the last one he had in AAA, watching videos, like the velo's there. So he was on.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hey, Fidelity. What's it cost to invest with the Fidelity app?
Start with as little as $1 with no account fees or trade commissions on U.S. stocks and ETFs.
That's music to my ears.
I can only talk.
Investing involves risk, including risk of loss. Zero account fees apply to retail brokerage accounts only. Sell order assessment fee not included. A limited number of ETFs are subject to a transaction-based service fee of $100. See full list at fidelity.com/commissions. Fidelity Brokerage Services, LLC, member NYSE, SIPC.
In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.